This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Look, babe, you ain't in the mood. Make no sense. I don't understand. Oh. Frank, what you doing, Frank?
Hey, there it is. That's what I've been waiting for.
You know we've been waiting for that clap.
I sound like a jingle.
I've been waiting for that clap.
Oh, this is not the clap that everyone thinks about, though. It's actually maybe an actual clap with both hands, but not the other one.
Bro, it's been a minute since you've heard that sound. Boy, well, we about to, should we just address the elephant in the room just like right off the rip? You got a little glitter on your eye. Maybe you just got done clapping. What happened right here? Go like this. You got some glitter.
Is it right there?
Oh, yeah. You was clapping before you got here, didn't you?
You know, it was a parade going around like earlier, so I had to go up in there and just like show the high spirit.
You got something glistening. Is that sparkles on your hand too?
Oh, what do you
something
mean?
Something glistening over there.
You mean,
oh, shit.
You mean his wrist right here? Like,
Oh. No, yeah, it's that.
Oh, you mean,
that finger you got. It's,
so
it's
I see that a letter on my finger is M.
Oh,
what? And I see something above the M.
What's that M stand for?
I think maybe this can,
Married man. Perhaps.
Speak for itself. How is it that I have the rings precisely on the right finger, precisely above the M, because that's where it is?
Is you telling me what you think I'm telling you?
I'm telling you what I think I'm telling you, bruh. The elephant is out of the room. Rome is a married man, baby.
Rome is a married man, ladies and
gentlemen. I am married, bang, let's go. Who would have thought?
He went from magic man to married man.
That's right, baby.
It feel good. Wait a minute, bro. Hold up.
I know everybody's in shock right now. We got to go into
this. We got to back this up.
We got to go into
how
this.
How the hell did this happen?
Man, it was... how do we even start?
Hold up. Let me just like... For everybody who might be a little confused at the moment. Because trust me, I was a little bit like, whoa, damn, okay, shit. Okay, this is happening.
This is happening.
I got a little bit more of an inside scoop than y'all do. So I kind of got to witness everything play out the way it did. Now y'all are just getting like little bits and pieces, so I could understand if there's like a bit of a disconnect.
Yeah.
But if you watched a few of our previous episodes, we've been hinting towards this for a bit of time now.
Yeah.
Right? And on the actual last episode's bonus episode, we gave the members, the VIPs, the exclusive news.
With the comment that I had answered.
Yep.
And shown to be true.
If you didn't watch the very end of the episode 58, go to the very end of that.
Yeah.
And there was a little preview of what was to come.
And what a preview it was.
That's where the announcement came that you're getting married.
Yes.
And that was actually like a couple of weeks before you actually did get married.
Yeah.
But last week's episode was recorded literally the day before this man's wedding.
Yes. Right before, too. And must I say, because I love... This is my brother right here. I just got to tell everybody what he did. And I know we were talking about in that one episode where you're supposed to go and do this tournament because he's been training his jiu-jitsu every week. He's been diligent on it every week. And I'm like, man, but this tournament was literally on the exact same day as my wedding. And I asked him to be my best man in it. And he literally he told me, I didn't know this. He told me this literally just recently, like, hey, bro, I just got to let you know, you know, I was going to do that tournament. And it was literally right on the same day as your wedding. So I didn't go and everything. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
What? You missed it for me, bro.
Well, because I didn't want you thinking like I came up with like, what happened with that tournament? You didn't do the tournament? I was like... Nah, dog, I was your best man, bro. What the fuck? You didn't realize this?
Man.
But yeah, it fell literally right on your wedding. But like, that's was like, crazy. Not like, it was not even, I was like, I'll catch the next one. And honestly, you probably saved me a lot of embarrassment.
I was going to say, it's probably good because this man got just a little more time to just
got
be
me. You got me. You bought me a few more weeks. Because there's another tournament. I actually went and signed up, already paid the fees and everything.
Uh-huh.
For one that's like a month from now.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, this one I'm going.
Oh, you locked it. So it's in.
It's locked in. Ooh. Right. So this one, I got to do it. Now, locking it in, I'm like, now it's like, okay, now fucking, I have to really start grinding. I know what I got to work on. Y'all going to be surprised.
Ooh. He said.
I'm whooping ass in that room. Like, I still get my ass handed to me by the black belts, the brown belts, like the purple belts and up.
Yeah.
But like, I can compete with like every white belt. I could submit them.
You've been making progress, bro.
The blue belts I could actually compete with.
Really?
Like, pretty competitively. They got me on a lot of different, like, little scenarios.
Right.
I just don't know what to do yet.
But it ain't like, they completely overtake you in most of those situations.
No.
Like, you're not just a push-up.
No, they don't just dominate me.
Yeah.
No way. Right? And I already, when I signed up, I went and looked at, like,
a lot of...
Like, who's already signed up as well?
Yeah.
There's already, like, 50 people in my weight class and my division and whatnot. I'm like, damn, there's a lot of people in this. I thought it was going to be, like, six of us. I was like, I thought it was just going to be me and, like, five other dudes. I just got beat one or two, and then I'm good. Like, I'm like, damn. This was after I signed up. I'm like, fuck, it's too late.
Man, this man got to turn his Goku mode or something like that.
By the time it comes, I'm sure there's probably going to be like 100 people.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it's a month from now.
But I'm like, fine, dude. It's going to really give me a good estimation of like where I'm at.
Yeah.
But like, it was, you know, dude, the wedding like had to come first. Like,
man.
By a mile. You know
I appreciate you, brother.
So, it's like no questions asked.
Yeah, I feel that. So, yeah, it was...
So explain to them, like, what you actually did. You know what I mean? Because it was like, it wasn't what most people think. Y'all got engaged, and then you guys had the wedding, like, a few weeks afterwards. But it was more like just a ceremony, right?
Yeah. So, basically, the whole idea was to just get married first. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, of course, essentially everybody wants, like, a big wedding. And that's, you know, still what I, you know, aspire to give her. It's just at this time, being married, just getting married kind of, you know, soon,
mm-hmm.
allowed us to actually move her in. Mm-hmm. And so we could live together, especially if we're doing it by the book and everything like that. Because another thing that we did and was very certain on was that, you know, being celibate. Before any of this.
Yeah.
You know, so we made a pact for ourselves of like, okay, yes, like you are my partner. You are my lifelong partner and I'm making a commitment and then I'm making a commitment to my purity, like for you.
Mm.
So basically that happened. We knew we wanted to get
this
married.
This is going
to
happen.
We knew it was going to happen. So it was just pulling a gun. As soon as, you know, whenever I decided that the date was feasible. So. Yeah.
Well, let's give them a little background as well. It's like, it's not like you just met her either.
No.
You guys have been together like almost over 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll get into details on like everything that led up to this in another episode.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of questions and a lot of clips that we put out that people had questions about. And little did y'all know that he was talking about his situation.
Yeah.
And why, and this is why it played out.
The best way
that it could. And there's like certain people or certain clips that you were talking about her without saying it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in the comments just like, how's that work? Or how's that make sense? Or like, you know, why didn't you marry her then? And you're like,
little do you know? I'm
like, little do you know?
Put my money
with
my mouth
right here. Motherfucker.
Everything worked out perfectly. Yeah. I was bawling my eyes, I was crying when she came up.
I was starting to get a little emotional, man.
Yeah,
I
man.
Was like, damn, that's my boy. Because I watched this whole, like, your entire transformation.
Yeah.
From the moment I met you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, literally over 6-7 years ago.
That's so crazy.
You know what I mean?
Man.
To the moment you met her.
Yeah.
I was, like, part of the catalyst that, like, you know, you were visiting me when you met her. And then I witnessed your entire evolution through that relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and even now ongoing as you turn into an actual like a man.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And of course, that's going to be a journey in itself, which, you know, that adds so much conversation to be had.
Absolutely.
Right? And, yeah, man, I'm proud of you, bro.
Thank you, brother.
You know?
This is another level. I leveled up, man.
He leveled up, man. He found it. He did it, ladies and gentlemen. They said it wasn't possible. But the man is proven to all odds.
Hey, well, you know, bro. You don't just talk about it. You put your money where your mouth
and
is.
And honestly, when I was like, I've kind of been a person who's like a little bit on edge or a little uncertain about marriage in general. I'll be honest about that. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of guys nowadays are that
way. Oh, yeah.
You know, very skeptical of marriage and whatnot. And I'll be honest, I felt that same way. But when I... Because I knew her when you guys were together for the first time, and then you guys went through your kind of ups and downs, and you guys went through a little bit of a break. When I connected with her again after your baptism, it was like a whole different person I was talking to.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow, like this energy that you're get like that I'm feeling off of you right now is so much more like... pure.
Yeah.
So much. It just like what it did for me is it just like completely washed away every like I just knew you were good, bro. I'm like, he found one. Like this is a
Solid, man. Bro. And like you said, we'll talk about the whole leading up because it's something had to happen for this to happen.
Yeah.
Basically.
There was a clip that we put out where you were talking about sometimes if you know what's best for her. And what's best for yourself is for you to let them go. Then instead of drag them along while you figure yourself out and while they figure themselves out, then that's what will, because you love them so much. That was the clip that created a lot of like questions. So we're going to, in another episode, we're going to get into all that.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to break it down exactly like what happened, why it was a situation, and why it does sometimes make sense for that to happen. And now you see the result. And it's like the results speak for itself, you know what I mean?
So absolutely.
We gotta get into it because I'm sure there's a lot of other people that may that might be a very tough thing to, you know, really wrap your head around.
To understand,
man, you never know like how beneficial it could be for both of you.
Yeah,
you know, and I watched how it helped both of you. It was so necessary.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? We still got a lot to cover. Welcome everybody who might be here for the very first time. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the shit show. Well, we just keep it real, baby, if you haven't figured it out by now. We just keep it raw and real. You about to find out anyway. We already started to dabble into this direction, but you about to find out.
That's right.
So listen, if this is your first time here, do me a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Hit that subscribe button. Like, comment, leave some feedback, because everything that we're discussing is an open discussion. Again, we don't claim to know it all. We're just offering our perspective, our honest raw, real perspective.
That's right. No filter. Conversational.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Strictly what it is.
We do these episodes every single week, and we address all of your questions that we get via the DMs on Instagram. So go ahead and hit that follow button on Instagram while you're at it, baby.
Respect.
And yeah, feel free to ask us whatever you want. It's like completely anonymous. We're gonna, you know, address everything that we can. We're just like, it's just helping us understand, okay, what the real problems are out there so we can address those. You know what I mean? So hit that follow button on the Instagram. Send us your DMs. Share a couple of our clips if they seem to resonate with you. If you want to tell a motherfucker, hey,
they've been doing such a good job.
Yeah, y'all been killing it. Yeah. Y'all been plugging us the hell up. I see you girls. Y'all be telling, y'all be tagging the dude that you want to show this clip to.
Yeah.
It's like, see, motherfucker, I told you. See, even they said, what's your excuse now?
It'd be the blatant obvious one. Hey, but we love that. If it resonates with you, keep doing it.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, we got to get the message up.
So what we like to do in the beginning of all these episodes is give a couple shout outs to some of the fans that be showing us love on social media. You know what I mean? So we do this every single week. Y'all show us love, so we're going to show love right back.
That's right.
These are the fans that keep popping up in the comment section over and over again. The new fans that I keep seeing pop up in the notifications. So I'm like, yo, we getting some new OGs joining the crib.
Buck Wild with the love.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So first and foremost, I'd like to give a shout out to our YouTube fam. From YouTube, we got Jessica Williams and Amin Sirik.
Jessica And Amin.
Thank you, ladies, for the love on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And on IG, we got Wella Henry and Cool Mommy Clarissa.
Loving these names. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to you, ladies. And from TikTok, we got Reputable G, one of the bros.
Hey.
And Warrior Andrea.
Respect. You're a warrior. Always remember that, girl.
Forgive me if I mispronounce it. It could be Andrea, Andrea. It's not even. It's Andrea.
It's silent. Something like that.
Damn, okay, how was I supposed to know? But shout out to you, ladies. Shout out to you, gentlemen. We've been getting some more and more male listeners.
They just stay
quiet in the comment section. They just listening.
They just be lurking.
Which is good, because now you like just soaking up some information. I respect to you, fellas. Yeah. I see y'all.
Yeah,
they do slide in the DMs, ask some questions, and hey, we're here for y'all too, man. I just want to let y'all know.
That's right.
We're going to do some episodes that are like specifically for you guys in the future as well. And actually, this episode is going to help y'all out too, so stick around to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, so you guys both made like a pact to be completely celibate.
Yes.
Completely celibate.
Yeah.
Because I know how you are, dude.
You know how I was. I know how I was.
How you were, yeah.
I know how I was.
Because that's what we're about to get into. We've been getting so many DMs about some married couples, some relationships, about sexual frustration. It's a problem, ladies and gentlemen.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah, be honest.
We'll talk about this, too, in another episode, but I get to a transparency about me. You know, being a sex addict at one point in my life. And it was seeming to be an issue because of the years and years of the lifestyle that I lived. And it kind of overcame me. And it, you know, it was something that I really couldn't shake off easily, you know.
Yeah.
And I know it's maybe easy for people to judge that or whatever, but when you're really in that and when you really are someone who, you know, wants to not be like that, but that ended up happening. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, all you can really do is go through it, learn your lessons, and then, you know, try to find like true change to get out and not let it, you know, consume you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So what was it like for you to be completely celibate?
I feel like initially it was tough.
Yeah.
You know, starting out, but I feel like the only thing that truly made a difference on allowing me to see the light at the end of the tunnel and to have sort of the self-control and the strength and the liberation throughout was my faith.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, oh no, I would have struggled.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
Yeah. There's no like strong why for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to just give in,
right?
When that why, you don't have any like discipline towards your why. You know, in your case, you know, it's finding faith
and,
you know, devoting to it, having a discipline about it. Mm-hmm. That's a strong why for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not only that, you have now your future wife that you create this covenant with. That's an even stronger why.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
That, like, just solidifies it as being, like, okay, I've got such a strong why and a strong reason to, like, you care so much about these things, her and your faith.
Yeah.
That's, like, not even...
Yeah.
Even tempting anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And that kind of goes back to, like, what we talked about on one of our previous episodes about like having such a strong like purpose, you know, whether that's through your work or through your priorities, your ambitions or whatever it is, like temptation becomes so less of a thing for you.
Yeah.
When your purpose and your goals and your priorities are so much like stronger and so much more important.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you don't fall like victim to, you know, a lot of the temptations that you would otherwise easily just like, yeah, well, why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you don't got a why, it's very easy to say why not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I think a lot of people might struggle with just figuring that part out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once you figure that part out, all the pieces kind of line up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of life just becomes easier. And we'll get into that as well. I mean, I'm telling y'all, we going to do a lot of episodes addressing all this.
Yeah, we got massive content coming.
You know what I mean? So you didn't experience any sort of sexual frustration during that period at all?
I mean, like I said, initially, mm-hmm. like in the beginning stages,
yeah,
it's like, you know, things I start to realize were like tests that would like be thrown my way, pulling you back in.
Right.
And for me, it's like I was almost really chasing that seed of growth every single time because I was like, I don't want to be the same person that I was. It's yeah. like I have this idea. I'm just like, nah, like I'm better than that.
That's quite an epiphany, my friend.
Yeah.
That's quite an epiphany.
Yep.
This young man used to be a savage in the streets.
I used to be.
Well, you see, he's a walking testimony right here.
Yeah, I used to
That's
be.
That's crazy, man.
For anybody that knows me, yeah.
And we'll get into all that when we get into, like, you know, the sex addict kind of aspect to what you used to experience and all that. But there's been a lot of people DMing us lately. Yeah. About like some of these sexual frustrations. It's not necessarily the same scenario as like what you're describing. Mm. It's like these are people in relationships, right? And it's creating this tension between them and their partner.
Yeah.
Or this, like, you know, a little bit of animosity in some ways, just a frustration, mm. right? So it's like, for example, I mean, we got DM'd by this one lady. I thought this was a very interesting circumstance. She DM'd us saying, I've been living with my fiance for a few months now, and I'm currently 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
And her sex life has dramatically decreased.
Hmm.
Every time I want sex, he says he's too tired and pulls away from me. He even gets annoyed / irritated. But at the same time, he watches porn, if not daily, every other day. He says it's easier just to wank one out instead of having sex. I'd love your opinion on the situation because it's driving me insane.
Wow. Congrats on even
First off, congratulations.
She's a blessing. Just but, having a baby coming in the picture.
So I feel like I could kind of see both sides, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
I can understand, like, maybe he's like a little uncomfortable having sex with you because you've got your guys' child like in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that might mentally be, you know, messing with him a little bit. Now, neither of us have been in that situation.
Yeah.
But we've done a little research for you ladies.
Break it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, as a guy, if you're with, let's say your wife is pregnant, let's give him a guy's perspective. How would that honestly make you feel? Would it bother you at all?
I feel like it is different. For guys, it's not one shoe fits all, because mm-hmm. I feel like for myself, I mean, I find it absolutely like enticing. A pregnant woman, she has this glow. So it's like I am attracted to that, you know, mm-hmm. in certain ways. It's not me saying that, oh, like, no, of course you have sort of, you know, a little hesitation because of that thought. Like you said, yeah. like you don't want to like maybe hurt the baby or whatever.
Right.
But if you know that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there's ways that you can go about still, like, you know, showing affection or, like, still, like, engaging, but yeah. not making it to where it's, like, it can be
yeah,
hurt or whatever, anything like that. Right. Then it's just like, yeah, like, I still want to please you.
Or uncomfortable for him or for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? For you, it wouldn't really bother you.
No.
I'd say the same thing. No. If it was my wife, like, this is somebody that is, yeah. like, I love, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
this is, I... And like just seeing her carrying my child, like that would kind of like, you know, like make me just look at her like,
yeah,
she's just awe inspiring, you know
yeah.
what I mean? In a way, is that kind of like what you mean when you say she has a glow to her?
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel like I would
feel.
Oh,
100%.
Right?
100%.
So it's like if you get past just like the surface level of it.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a lot easier.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because I feel like any ways you can display deeper intimacy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very essential to yeah. truly continue to grow your relationship.
And there's a lot of women that while they're pregnant, they actually, like 40% of them actually experience like a increase in their libido, their sex drive.
Yeah.
Right. So, and they're a lot more sensitive. And
yeah. And I also know that, because I know when you orgasm, like, their contractions.
Their orgasms can be becoming more intense.
Yeah, yeah, but also it can help possibly with the labor in terms of like exercising those contractions, you know, because every time you're having like orgasms and, you know, you're having sex and everything like that, it's sort of like working out those muscles.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can help out with the labor. So.
Right. It's very easy to do a little research online about like whether or not it's healthy for somebody who's pregnant to have sex. There's a lot of people that say, a lot of doctors out there that have, everything that I've researched says it's perfectly fine and it actually is healthy for a majority of women.
Right.
Like, you do have to be careful if you're having a high risk pregnancy, you know? So you do have to like consult a doctor if that's the case.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
and also towards probably the end, towards the end of their.
Right. Yeah. You need to be a little bit more careful.
A little bit more cautious,
sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, yeah.
There are like a lot of different things you could do still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't necessarily even have to involve just penetration.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? It can, and there's certain positions that you could do that are best during pregnancy. I actually was watching these earlier today. I was at the gym working out, just listening to some of the best positions. She's pregnant in the video, talking about all the different positions. It's very well done.
Wow.
And it's called The 10 Best Sex Positions During Pregnancy. It's by Adina Rivers. And she does a great job, like, describing the different ways to, you know, still engage while pregnant. And fella, if you listening to this, man, you got, that's your woman, man. She got your child in this. She has her needs. You got to compromise, man.
There you go.
His woman, she's an attractive young lady. I was like, damn, bro, you need, what's going on here, dog?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, love going that's on your woman, man.
We got this other DM as well, kind of the vice versa of the situation. This is something that you fellas could definitely take some notes on. Now, there's this guy, he DM'd us, or I think he left this as a comment. He's saying, hey, my girlfriend's sex drive is way lower than mine, but now it seems like she doesn't want to have sex at all anymore. Is there anything I can do to change that?
Yeah.
There are definitely things you could do to change that, but her having a lower sex drive than you, that's not that big of a deal. That's fairly normal. Mm. Somebody in the relationship's going to have a higher sex drive than the other. But if she doesn't want to have sex at all, bro, I hate to break it to you, that means that you are doing something wrong in the bedroom. Come on, dog.
You have to do it.
Can we keep it real? We got to keep it real. This woman should be craving sex with you. Take a step back and figure out what you could be doing wrong, what you could be doing better, and address those things, right?
Mm.
Because, man, there's a lot of things that guys do wrong in the bedroom, and sometimes they're completely oblivious to it. We're going to address what those things are and how to fix them later in the episode. But one thing I would recommend to you right now, first and foremost, is go back to an episode that we put out called The Art of Seduction. I believe it's episode 52, I want to say.
Yeah, 52.
Something like that. But it's called The Art of Seduction. It talks about sexual triggers, and it talks about getting your partner in the mood. Those are two very important things. Women are very different than men. They don't just get in the mood just instantaneously. Yeah. There is a process to getting her in the mood.
Yeah.
So you got to preheat that oven, my friend.
Preheat it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to help her get in the mood, right? But now, obviously, the actual act and engagement has got to be on point as well, my friend. She's got to enjoy it as much as you, if not more than you. Right? And that should be your focus, honestly, making it so she enjoys it more than you enjoy it. If you could do that, you'll never have that problem again. I'm just saying.
There you go.
You know what I mean? do you have any tips for him? You know, if she's not in the mood. I doubt this motherfucker dealt with that, this guy.
Nah.
They be in the mood too much.
No, because, I mean, I feel like it's really important to, like, learn your partner.
Yeah.
Maybe an ambiance that you create. You know, that you just want to cater, and that will like sort of start to like trigger, you know, sort of those feelings coming into her mind and she, you know, working her on. So, yeah, because everyone is different though, too. So.
There's a lot of things that kind of go into, you know, a woman being sexually attracted to you.
Yeah, 100%. Because I think you said it best that triggers. Men and women are different. So, I mean, making sure you guys are truly emotionally connected in those moments matter so much more than what you think it does. It's not just solely physical.
Women are completely, like, well, not 100%, but, like, they're much more emotional and mentally stimulated rather than visually stimulated.
Yeah. I just think it's euphoric with the trifecta. Like, I mean, it's not just physical. You're physically, emotionally, and spiritually connected to where the experience itself is not just fruitful or orgasmic, but, like, it's just something that, like, it's very unexplainable and not, like, anything else. So when you can really tap into that and making that experience just sort of happen, you know, every single time, and not just treating it as such either a chore if you don't really want to do it, or it's just like another routine sort of deal of sex, or, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just making it just physical, that's where you fail right there, you know?
Yeah.
So making sure you're
tapping. It's much deeper than that, man.
Much deeper.
Especially when you're in a relationship.
Exactly.
You know, it's got to go beyond just the physical for it to be like something that's like, you know,
That's why it helps to really know and be connected with a, you know, a partner.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I guess a marriage partner in my arena.
Yeah. We'll definitely cover more of this in depth for specifically targeted towards men, like, in the future. Yeah, dog. So listen, man, you got to go listen to that episode. We already did a whole episode on this. Have you not been paying attention, dog? It's like, yo, go watch Art of Seduction. Don't worry, bro. We're going to have plenty more videos that are going to help you out about lasting longer, you know, pleasing your woman, all sorts of tricks of the trade that
That's
we learned
right.
over the years.
This man knows what he's talking about.
So do you, man. Don't let this motherfucker fool you. Now he think he married you. Then, bro, you got a lot of experience too, man. You could impart these motherfuckers with some wisdom.
Hold on, just get the little wand and bah, 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 bah.
Listen, dog.
No, don't do that.
I've been mastering my craft for years. Hey, look,
we've been a sponge of information.
Hey, man, we just, you know, humbly have had experiences and gathered quite a bit of knowledge in this area, and now we're gonna help y'all with y'all situations.
That's right.
So that way, we never have to have any more sexually frustrated people on the planet again.
That's right.
That's a accomplishment right there.
Do you think that's a pandemic in itself?
That's a pandemic, dog.
Or is that too soon?
Nah.
Okay.
There are people out on the streets right now. They just opened up L.A. People on the streets going buck wild out there.
Mm-hmm.
They've been sexually frustrated for years, for an entire 18 months. They running foolishly across the
street. It's probably been, 18? Yeah.
Bro, these motherfuckers out here,
man,
been going crazy trying to.
But you would think it would be the opposite, considering that sort of time frame and condition.
Oh, man.
Man.
No, they've been pent up.
Yeah.
You could tell, man. You open that window, you just hear these motherfuckers just going wild. What's that that one song? Hey, we want some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the anthem playing right now down the street with all these fellas.
I'm done.
All the ladies got their own anthem. They going crazy.
What's their anthem? What's the ladies' anthem?
Something by Cardi B, I'm sure. It's got to be. I'm not sure.
By default, he's a...
Now, this other lady, she DM'd us asking, how do you tell a guy that he's not that great in bed without hurting his feelings?
I feel like I always believe positive reinforcement is so much of a better sort of technique than anything.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
It is a tricky one because us men, we got fragile egos, right? And it could be for a number of reasons. Maybe he doesn't last very long. Maybe he, you know, isn't packing much or whatever. First off, we've said this before on episodes. Bro, if you ain't working with a fucking mandingo, you don't need to worry, dog. You got plenty of other appendages to work with. And this one inside your mouth is one of the best.
Should they rewind back to our past?
We got to recover a lot of these things, man, because we're getting so many new listeners. We got to readdress some of the stuff that we've been putting out.
I feel you.
I think we could put it out in a lot better way this time.
Yeah.
First, to answer that question, just like Romeo said, kind of offering some guidance in the bedroom in a positive way obviously helps. The young lady that wrote in, her specific issue was like he's a little bit too he's not intimate enough, right? It's just like strictly just like, okay, you know, let's get naked, let me stick it in and let me start thrusting until one of us come, right? And I think a lot of guys have this issue. Mm-hmm. It's like they completely skip over the fucking foreplay. It's not a sensual experience for them, which, don't get me wrong, there's always a time and place for that, you know, more aggressive rough sex. And there's a way to mix it in that a lot of guys are not like conscious of. It's like either one or the other, mm-hmm. right? In her case, like, you want them to be a little bit more intimate or whatever. It's like, you gotta just tell them, I love it when you do stuff like this. Like, oh my God, like, when you start kissing me on my neck and start licking in certain places and doing this and that, like, the things it does to me. Like, that's sort of feedback rather than, why aren't you more intimate? The fuck, Frank? How come you can't kiss me every now and then? You know what I mean?
Come on, Frank.
Come on, Frank. Frank. What the fuck you doing, Frank? You know what I mean? So there's a way to communicate it without necessarily hurting his feelings. It's almost like nonchalant. Like, oh my God, when you do things like this, that, and the other thing, drives me crazy. That's like a hint to him, oh, I need to do more of that, right?
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah. Let's say he doesn't last as long. Get him to start participating in foreplay a lot more. It's like the same sort of conversation. Oh my God, when we start out like this, rather than going straight into it, you get me so much more aroused, right? That's a way to tell him, hey, slow down, homeboy. You're going too fast, and that's why you can't last.
Turn down that jackrabbit by you.
He's like, time to get it in. Come on, dog. You gotta slow it down. Take your time.
Take your time.
Try different positions. You know what I mean? Switch it up.
I wonder if that's what, if guys just have a tendency to just rush a lot of the time.
Yeah, they're being selfish in that case.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's the best way to address it with any guy. You know, hey, look, and if this is like your relationship, then you got to have that conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you guys can't have that be unspoken. Then he's wondering, how come she's never in the mood? Wait. Is that
the usual? That's the usual response.
Why is she never in the mood, dog? I can't figure
the
it
lack
out.
Of confusion.
It's 'cause, dog. She ain't having as much fun.
The genuine lack of confusion. Hey,
what's going on, baby? Like,
not the tone. Not the tone.
You trying to? You trying to get? No. What was? I don't understand.
Bro,
I don't understand.
That man done had one too many beers, bro.
That's that dude, fucking Frank. Look, babe, you ain't in the mood? Make no sense. I don't understand. Oh. Frank, what you doing, Frank?
Frank, what you doing?
You don't subscribe to the podcast. That's where you're fucking up. Go back and watch the episode, man. Subscribe. We got many more coming. Man. We're going to put you on game, brother.
Don't cut yourself short, my friend.
Yeah, and to all the young fellas out there, I'm telling you, first off, everything that you learn from porn, throw it out the window.
Completely.
Throw that shit right out the window. It is useless information.
That part.
Right? It is not about you getting your nut. It's about her getting hers. You gotta think of it like a video game. You love Fortnite, right? This is the opposite. You don't wanna come in first. You wanna come second every time. Whoever busts first loses. You lose. If you come first, you lose. Game over, son. Your Uber dick rating just went down 5 stars. Uber. You got a 1.3 star rating now. Motherfucker.
Deactivate
this motherfucker's account. You're banned. You know why? Oh, this is goodness. So important that you listen to this. Women talk. Women talk. And if it's bad, trust me, she's in the group chat. And they're all having a giggle. I'm telling you, dog, you got to get this right. So pay attention. hit that subscribe button. One more time, I'm trying to save your sexual relationship.
Ooh,
I'm trying to save your sex life. I'm telling you, dog, you gotta put her first.
Not
every time. Doesn't matter who you're messing with, whether it's just a fling, your relationship. This is especially important if you're in a relationship. You ain't gonna be in no relationship if you can't get this part right, bro. Don't be like Frank, man. I'm just telling you, we gotta speak to the young bucks, because honestly, y'all the ones coming up, you gotta take care of her first.
Gotta,
and if you don't know what you're doing exactly, that's, it's all good, bro. We're gonna help you figure it out, man.
Facts.
It's not nothing to stress about. Mm-hmm. All right, we gonna give you a master class.
We got you.
By the time we're done, we got you, dog.
We got you.
And you gonna be shining. That Uber dick rating gonna be 4.5 stars or above. Highest reviews in the game. See how uncomfortable he gets now when we talk about sex? He's a married man now.
Bro, just, I've never heard somebody put or even heard that sort of.
I gotta give him analogies that make sense for them.
Hey, it works. Whatever works.
Trying to let y'all know. Get that Uber dick rating up.
Oh, man.
Gotta get it up. You
no
know?
Pun intended.
And it stems from pleasing her first,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into details in another episode.
Yeah.
Right? Now, last and final question for the sexually frustrated segment. Now, this young lady, she is new to the game. She said, hey, guys, so I'm 23, and every time I tell a guy that I don't want to have sex, they just run away. Like, I get it, but it's impossible due to my beliefs. I don't want to have sex until marriage, and every single guy runs away. Why is it always sex? There's so much more in a relationship than sex. I feel like I'm going to be single forever with the normalization of hookup culture and sleeping around. I'm not trying to be judgmental, but I feel frustrated. Now, she's sexually frustrated, but she's emotionally frustrated at the same time. Right?
I think I know exactly.
So she's a virgin, or she's saving herself for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, sweetheart, first and foremost, don't let none of this bullshit that's happening out here on the streets affect your boundaries.
That's right.
And your beliefs, period. Period. Straight up. That thing, whether you're a virgin or you're saving yourself for marriage, as crazy as that sounds to everybody else within this hookup culture, I promise you, there are guys that might be even listening to this right now that are like, yo, that woman is a gem.
That's right.
She's different. She's unique. She's not like everybody else. She actually has strong morals that might relate to theirs.
That's right.
What guys, they want somebody that has sort of the boundaries to whatever degree,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's a positive thing for you. You just have to reaffirm that with yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? First and foremost.
Yeah.
And every guy that gets turned off by it is laying their cards on the table saying, hey, I'm not for you.
Yeah.
Meaning they're doing you a big favor by not wasting your time, right? So you got to look at it like that. And now the right guy that comes along, he going to look at that like, yo, she is special.
That's right.
This is what I've been, I can't find anything like this. It's too difficult to find it. Like, this is a rare breed right here. You're a rare breed, my sister.
Might I say how refreshing, first and foremost, this is. And the fact that you're not finding success in this arena of dating, it doesn't mean anything is wrong with you. So do not ever let anything like this think, you know, or make you think that it's, anything is wrong with you, because there's nothing wrong with you. But it's everything more of the guy who will be right for you.
Yeah.
The one that will surface.
Yeah, it's just going to make that connection that you have with that guy even, like, more.
Right, because I think she's feeling discouraged because it's all of these repetitions of non-sort of working out arrangements from guys or dynamics or relations, whatever you want to call them, because they're not understanding it, or they're like, nah, like, I don't really want. And it's just like, they don't deserve you anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's absolutely, you're absolutely right to keep what you're keeping. So I think patience really is the number one key. And yeah. I think also making sure that there it is the right guys that you're, you know, putting energy towards.
You know, somebody who shares similar beliefs as you is one, you know, strong component of who that right person will be.
Absolutely. Right?
That person
will never
shares,
compromise.
Exactly.
That, and that will respect that and treasure that.
Yeah,
because there are men with the same beliefs you have out there that will do exactly
Now, let me offer a counter argument just in case there's anybody listening that might be asking themselves or saying to themselves, well, that's unrealistic. Like, why would you wait for marriage and then just have sex with and not know what that experience is like beforehand? You know what I mean? What they'll say is like, it's like test driving or it's like buying a car without test driving it first. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like here's the thing. When you, everybody puts sex on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Like it's the most important thing. A person that shares your beliefs, like what you said, how there's so much more to a relationship than just sex, they're not going to have it up there on a pedestal as high as all these, the rest of these guys are. Mm-hmm. Right. And not only that, that genuine love and affection that you share with this other person, that emotional connection, that mental and spiritual connection that you guys share, will make the sex good in itself.
Oh, not just good, even much greater than good.
Yeah,
good is an understatement.
Like, this is what we've been trying to say. Like, we've had plenty of just shallow, meaningless, like, just strictly physical sex. And it doesn't compare to when you actually have a genuine connection with somebody, you know. And that might sound cheesy to some dudes listening or whatever, but wait until you fucking see my boy. You know, this is coming from two dudes who have been across the country, been around like a whole block, a couple blocks. You know what I mean? So we know what the fuck we're talking about. Yeah. And we're telling you this, dude.
Yeah.
So, hey, but look, we're not judging here. To each their own. Everybody, go enjoy life, whatever, and learn for yourself, right? But you're going to eventually come to this realization that I want something more than just the surface level stuff. And, you know, it's like better, dude. It's just better. You know what I mean? So it's like, why would you settle for, you know, the taquito on the 7-Eleven grill when you can have after you've gotten a taste of that filet mignon. Once you've gotten that taste of that 5-star filet, you ain't going back to that taquito. It doesn't tempt you as much anymore. You're like, whatever. You know what I mean?
So
you're like,
that's
what I'm aiming for every time now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, I get your frustration, but you're young, sweetheart. You're young. Be patient. That guy will come along. And here's another important aspect to it is like shifting your look on it mentally. Instead of being frustrated about it, owning it. This is you.
Yeah.
You got to completely own it, be proud of it, and show a conviction in who you are as a person who has these boundaries. Because when you have these this insecurity about it or this doubt, like it's a turnoff to guys or they might not like this about me or, you know, I'm frustrated about this. This seeps through when you connect with these guys, right? If you are strong in that conviction, proud of it or whatever, the right guy and more guys will start to look at you like respect, right? Rather than it's like it being something that you're like, there's a sense of doubt when you deliver it that way or when you have that sort of feeling about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Rather than I'm just the type of person that I really believe in sharing myself with just one person. I don't like sharing my body with more than one man. It really does mean a lot to me. So that's something that I really only want to share with the person that I end up marrying or when I'm married, you know. And I can understand if that's a turnoff to you, but that's fine if that's a turn, if that's not your style.
Yeah.
But that's who I am.
Yeah.
And that's who I will always be.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully you could respect that. And if we have, you know, if you just deliver it to them with a conviction about you being solid about who you are and what your boundaries are and what your beliefs are, they can't help but respect it, period.
Yeah.
Right? And when that conviction is there, they may very well like, wow, you know, this is somebody that I would wait for, You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this is a special person. Shift that in your mind first and foremost.
Yeah.
So that way it's not, you know, something that you're ashamed of.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll be good. Because trust me, girl, it's good that you ain't dealing with all the bullshit that we dealing with out here in these streets. Right? There's all kind of, I said this before, I was live with a girl. It's good that you ain't dealing with this shit. Yeah. There's all kinds of chicanery out there you don't want to deal with. Trust me.
Yeah.
You see this whole podcast we're doing? It's all about the chicanery. You see? Yeah. I'm telling you, girl.
Yeah, may I also add, too, because I do just want to talk to you directly, whoever was the one who sent us in, that what your main focus is, especially with what you're doing and what your beliefs and saving yourself and everything like that, I feel like maybe directing your focus and your energy towards that and building your relationship and developing your relationship and not solely relying maybe on guys to sort of fill that void or bring out or be the reason for your joyfulness that they can never really give you without, you know, of course, what you're actually embracing, you know, in your life, whoever
with,
it is that.
With your faith. And I think, yeah, honestly, the more you focus on that, it'll bring you closer to that person.
Yeah.
Right? Because that person is probably on that same spiritual journey or belief journey that you're on, right? And they're most likely going to be the person that understands where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That understands where you're at and shares those same beliefs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, will have zero problem with that. You know what I mean? So maybe focus more of your energy on that, since you mentioned that, you know, it's partially due to your beliefs.
Yeah. Cause I'ma just share that my wife, you know, before we even got together, she made the decision actually, what was it, directly a year ago, to that whole entire time until now, to be celibate. And it really made me think, and it was eye opening for me before I made that decision again to like to make that, you know, standpoint of myself of being like, oh, okay, wow, like I want to do the same thing.
Hey, listen, and if you're listening to this, don't think that we're knocking you just because we're giving her this advice, that this applies to her. You know, everybody has their own journey and their own way and their own beliefs about, you know, life and sex and marriage and all this. And we respect them all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're not saying one way is the right way, one's way the best way. None of that. We're in no place to judge.
That's right.
We're just offering some real ass perspective just for you, sweetheart.
That's right.
So, yeah, don't sweat these young dudes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's about all the time we got for this episode. But we're going to dive straight into the bonus episode where we're going to address some of the things that most sexually frustrate women.
Oh. Right?
So before we start recording this episode, I put out a DM asking, what is the thing that sexually frustrates you the most about guys? And boy, did they have a list. And we're about to address every single one. One, we're going to address what guys can do to fix that. And two, we're going to address what you should do as a woman to deal with that.
Facts.
Right? So we're going to get into that on the bonus episode. If y'all want to be a part of it, or go check that out, you could go to magicmanplus.com. The link is in the description. You can get a free trial, check it out, and see what that's all about.
That's
a way for you to support the podcast and show love to your boys. And it's a way for us to give you bonus content every single week. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for you. Leave us a comment. Tell us, you know, what your favorite takeaway from this was. Let us know what, you know, if there's anything that we missed. If you have any questions, because there's going to be a lot more. Coming more out of this area of conversation that we got to address.
That's right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for spending your time with us. Frank, go sign up for Magic Man Plus. This one's for you, bro.
That's right.
Son of a man. But anyway, we'll see you over there. If not, we will see you next week. Peace. Yeah. If you're wondering, why is she mad? Why is she always in a bad mood? I don't understand what's the problem. What's going on? What's wrong, babe?
That night.
Why are you in a bad mood?
Oh,
it's because you're selfish, Frank.